Hello, welcome to the DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. Grateful to have you listening in. This past Sunday, we started a new series, our WOW series, or our Wide Open World series. It is our mission series. One of our core values of our church is reaching priority, where we say that we are missionaries, and we do everything we can to reach the one. Another way that we said it is that we value outsiders as much as we value insiders, and that's because that's who Jesus is. He left the 99 to reach the one. And, you know, one of the amazing things about this series is that, you know, we can see, even from the Old Testament, from way back, stories from, you know, that God had done through the patriarchs, we can see reaching priority in little subtle ways. And most importantly, why it is that we do, you know, follow God. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 through 5, it says this: "The Lord had said to Abraham, 'Go from your country, your people, your father's household, and to a land that I will show you, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all the peoples on earth will be blessed through you.' So Abraham went, just as the Lord had told him." Now, I want you to think about that for a second. Think back to the story of Abraham, that prior to that, God had walked with Adam and Eve, and because of sin, there became a curse on the whole world, and everyone inherited that whole nature of sin in them. And because of that, God didn't walk with people in the same way that he had with Adam and Eve. Well, because of sin, people kind of went their own way, and they all kind of did what was right in their own eyes, and God was constantly trying to reach out through faithful people. And he finally saw a man of faith, Abraham, not because of his incredible character, but because of God's goodness and his faithfulness. He chose Abraham to be a man who would become the patriarch of all of Israel, that the whole world would be blessed through his family line, and we see that come to fulfillment in Christ, obviously. But interestingly enough, he says to Abraham, "I want you to go. Follow me. I'm going somewhere that you don't know. I'm going to go to a people you don't know. I'm going to go to a family of people that you don't know, a nation that you don't know. Follow me." And Abraham did it. I want you to think about that. And then we see as it unfolded that God absolutely showed up in Abraham's life, gave him a child well past his childbearing years, and took care of him. He, you know, when he needed protection, God was there. When he needed provision, God was there. When he needed guidance, God was there. And he was faithful at all the turns that Abraham needed in his life. Abraham, by faith, chose to follow God. Now, I bring it up in this series, you know, when we talk about missions and just the whole idea of the Great Commission, of what Jesus told his followers, that you're going to go and be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea and Samaria, and to the othermost parts of the earth. He told his disciples that, and by faith they followed him because they knew he was good and faithful. And in the same way, that is really what the whole church is about, that we follow God, and because we love him, we love others. And I think, you know, when we think about our Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and othermost parts of the earth, we're talking about those that are closest to us, those that are far from us, and those that are around the world, those of other nations. So the question is, when he says, you know, "Go, I want you to make disciples," we are then left with the exact same choice as Abraham. Are we going to trust him enough to say yes? Will we go? Will we talk to those close to us, those in our circle, in our, you know, at school, and those at work, and those in our family, those in our neighborhood? Will we see other people who need Jesus, and will we go to them? Will we share the love of Christ with them? Will we share the truth of the gospel with them? Will we think about those around us that that are beyond our intermediate, you know, our inner circle? Think of, you know, of Judea and Samaria were those away from Jerusalem, but they were within reach. You know, they were near. Just it took a little bit of work to find them. And those around the world, the othermost parts of the earth, were really all those that were beyond, different languages and tribes and tongues. Well, we value them. And the only question is, are we going to say yes or not? Well, I would just drop that on you and allow you to dwell on that, to think that through. In what way is God asking you to be involved in the Great Commission? And has he been shown in your life to be faithful? Are you willing to put your yes on the table and to be used as a missionary, as someone of reaching priority in this wide open world that God has given us. Father, I pray you help us to say yes. Help us to be a people who will say yes because you are faithful. Use our lives to advance the gospel. And we ask that in your son's name. Amen. I want you to think that through for a second and talk to God about that before you move on to your next thing. Until next time, God bless.